Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
I know most of you here fairly well, and one thing I think I can say for this congregation is we like to travel. Some of us, those travel may be short visits. Some number of us go to the beaches. Some of us go international places all around the country. We're probably represented among us in many different locations around the world that we've visited. So traveling comes quite naturally to us, doesn't it? And we're thankful now with the relaxation of some of the needful things that were done when the COVID was in its more contagious stages, that we can again travel. And isn't travel wonderful? I mean, not only for when things go like you expected. I don't know about you, but some of my greatest travel adventures when things didn't go right and somehow I learned something or was exposed to something new that really made the trip special. If that's the way you are, and I think that's true for most of us here, today is your day. Because all of our lessons are related to travel in one form or another. Abram. He's not called Abraham yet. Abram means father. Abraham means great father in Hebrew. So he is at that stage. And here he is given. He's living comfortably in Ur, nice country, apparently has a good job, he's got family with him, for all we know, a little bit we're told in Genesis. And God suddenly comes to him and says, go out there in the Hicks. Go to the farthest place I can think of sending you, and I will go with you. Now, our reaction would probably be, yeah, right. Or, let me think about it. Let me talk to my lawyer before I consider this, or something like that. The miracle of the story is, Abram at this point, goes. He picks up his feet and follows where God has told him to go, knowing that he's leaving behind all the good things in life and moving towards a place that he does not ever know, or have thought about. That's the miracle of the story. Abram goes. Now, it wasn't a great journey. We read in the book of Genesis, he had all kinds of problems, all kinds of issues. And yet somehow through that, we are told that God has blessed him in order to be a blessing. And that blessing extends to the nations of the world. Three great religions. Judaism, Christianity, and Islam all look back to this event as their launching point. It is this man, Abram, willing to go and travel to an unexpected place and take unexpected ventures that kicks off our faith walk and exercise. I don't know if I would have gone. I'm glad I'm not issued with that, quite that kind of choice. But God does quite often call all of us to ventures unseen and places unknown, as it says in one of our passages that we use. That's part of the story. The second one is the psalm. Now, we like the psalm around here because as I look to the hills or to the mountains, depending on how you translate it, and we set in a valley. So it's quite natural for us to look up to the hills for inspiration. But the setting of the psalm was to be for pilgrims who had come to Jerusalem. And coming to Jerusalem had its perils, and going home had just as many. You were safe when you were within the walls around Jerusalem, but it was perilous to come and go. And robbers were not stupid, not even in those days. They knew the pilgrims were coming for the high holy days, and they also were going to have to go home. So there were plenty of opportunities, if people weren't careful, to be robbed along the way. But isn't it interesting that this psalm is a blessing to go out where the danger is, not a blessing to stay in? Because people come to the holy days in the Jewish faith around the temple, but then they had to go home. Now they weren't allowed to stay there. Not unlike our service today, where we'll have all this filled up the community. And as soon as it's done, bam, we're out the door. Or in this case, into our meeting. But we don't have to stay here. The service reminds us that we are blessed to be a blessing in the world as Abram was. But the blessing requires traveling into the unsafe and the unknown and the somewhat dangerous world that lies outside of these doors. Paul picks up on this thing about Abram and says to him, it was reckoned to him as righteousness. Now, to reckon is a mathematical term in the day. In the Greek, it means in the old days for computers, for you young people, that's going to be hard to imagine, I know. But you used to have a piece of paper that you kept logs on. And to reckon meant to mark completed for something. In a sense, Abram is told that he is blessed because of his faith, not because of his works. And that kicks him on a journey, as we've already talked about, not only physically, but emotionally and spiritually. These three religions, which look back to Abram, are all challenged to come to grips with the grace of God. We have different perspectives on it, but we're all challenged that our life journey is going to be different because we don't depend on ourselves. We don't do work that we check off and say, I accomplished that. We are gifted in grace with all the blessings that the faith brings to us. And the gospel lesson is the greatest journey of all, though it has the least amount of traveling in it. Nicodemus, who's no stupid guy, he comes in the middle of the night because this Jesus guy's a dangerous guy to mess with, you know. And he has to be careful who he's seen with. But his curiosity is greater than his fear. And so even in the middle of the night, he goes and visits Jesus. And Jesus sends him on a journey, not literally, but metaphysically or spiritually or metaphorically. He has to grapple with this saying of Jesus, you must be born anew. And it really throws him for a loop, doesn't it? Maybe it does some of us. If we really take seriously this notion that God comes to us as a gift in holy baptism and in the Spirit, not of our work or deserving, but as a sign of grace, then every step we take after that point is different. Because it's dependent on and leaning on and blessings of God. We too, like Abram, are called to be a blessing because we have been blessed. So it's a journey. And not a fun one always either. Not too many journeys in the Bible are fun in that sense. They're always full of adventures, of people going places they don't expect to, discovering things about themselves they weren't too sure they really wanted to know, but in the end being changed, renewed, and better off than when they started. For me, that's what this journey of life is about in faith in Jesus. You and I are called to pick up our feet and go. Not to stay where it's comfortable all the time, not to stay where we know the answers, but to be willing by God's grace, to be changed, to experience different people, different locations, different events, and along the way sometimes get lost or have troubles, but through those discover more about ourselves than we would ever know locked up in our houses. Journeys are what biblical faith is all about. We are on a journey. We don't know exactly where we're going to end up. I don't know about you, sometimes I'm not even sure where I'm going. But I do believe that God has blessed me and blessed each of us here and walks with us when we're open to it into new and different and unusual ways of thinking. Being exposed to new ideas is not a curse, but it is a blessing, but it comes with some toughness. None of us likes change. And yet the Bible is always saying, behold, I make all things new. This journey that we're called upon will change us. And it will sometimes have its moments of frustration and anger and maybe even fear. But God promises to walk with us and to lead us to where he wants us to be. Notice that gospel lesson. Out of the struggle that Nicodemus has, he receives those wonderful words of blessing. And you may notice I didn't read the words in your book because I don't agree with that translation. In the Greek, that literally says cosmos, which we know means all of creation. Not just a little section called the earth or a little part of it. It's all that God has made. God wishes to redeem and save all that he has made. And his son died not just for you and I, but for all people and all creation. We're out there somewhere that can hear that message. Yeah, I don't believe we're alone in the universe. I can't prove it, but I think there may be life elsewhere. And if so, there may be people elsewhere as well as around us or even ourselves. The need to be reminded that we're on this journey out of God's love and mercy and grace. And God did not send the Son into the world, into the cosmos, to condemn it, but in order that it might be saved. So this day is a journey. We'll journey into some uncertainties, some unknowns, some sorrows, as well as happiness. But we journey with God, and we journey with God's grace ever going with us. Have a safe trip. But also an exciting one. Amen.